W4DJW, KB4CBA. Dave, you're around. W4DJW, KB4CBA. Dave, you're around. Negative contact, this is KB4CBA Mobile. Tom, N0TR, KB4CBA.
Dave, oh, just sitting here waiting on Bernice to make a little dinner for us here, or lunch, whatever you call it. Watching the ending of Gunsmoke, one of them modern movies.
Matt Dillon and Festus, and I tell you, I always like that show, and yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
QSL on that. Yeah, there's Matt and Kitty standing. Newley was the other one, and I had a friend that was a Green Beret, and he was a loner, but worked with. Up in Kansas, and Newley was a friend of his, and he'd ride his Harley out there every year to California and visit with him.
You would ride your Harley to California from where?
I never would own a Harley, only to trade it on a good Honda, but no, this Green Beret that I knew, that I worked with out the wheel plant, and he was a loner, and he had a Harley, and it was, I think, a Sportster. I don't remember now, but he'd ride that to California usually once a year and go visit Newley, the gunsmith.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, as long as you got a comfortable seat, it's I enjoy riding my bike. I have a Honda Valkyrie. It's got the same engine as the Goldwing, and or you know, the older Goldwings, the horizontally opposed six. And man, I tell you, that thing, it'll get up and go. It's it doesn't have all the fairing on it though, and it's looks more like a cruiser bike, and I think it's about 135 horsepower.
Wow. Yeah, that's outstanding. And they are smooth as silk. Harleys, they break. They're beautiful show bikes. And you put them in a trailer and take them to Sturgis or something. But if you want to ride in comfort, you'll ride one of the Japanese bikes, especially the Hondas and Suzukis and Kawasakis. They all made some good cruisers. And but I'll tell you what, the Harleys will just vibrate you to death. I don't care if they got a belt drive or not. They're still a Pose V-twin. And you watch those guys when they pull up to a stoplight here in town, a red light, I should say. We call them stoplights in Kansas. And they'll let go of the handlebars, and they're just sitting there vibrating. But you can't tell them that. It's a dedication to a U.S.-bought thing and a trend, and I admire that. Harleys are beautiful, but if I was going to go riding cross-country, it'd have to be on one of those, or the only exception to that would be a BMW.
Yeah, I've never ridden a BMW. I've seen a good many in Greenville, and, you know, we have a dealership on Lawrence Road, right there at 291, and, but anyway, but I'm sure they're nice bikes. If their bike's as nice as their car, then they make a good bike. And I've never owned a BMW automobile, but I've driven a few, and they're pretty impressive. Just I could afford to buy one. I just couldn't afford to keep it up. I could afford to buy parts for it. Oh, man. So that's why I drive, well, my wife's driving a Toyota Highlander. It's all-wheel drive and third-row seat for the grandkids. And, I've got my Mustang. I think you've probably seen it. I don't know if you have or not, but anyway, 420 horsepower, so, but not today.
Yeah, Zen0TR. Well, the snow's about to quit here. It's covered the grass just about, but not quite, but that's about what they forecast. My brother had a 1,000cc four-cylinder inline BMW. Many years ago, and he drove it from Washington, D.C. to California and then back to Kansas, or well, he come through Kansas on the way back, I think. And I rode with him out Ralph Street. I always tell people it was named after me because that's my last name. And he, like, scared me to death. And it was sort of like riding in a Learjet compared to a old reciprocating aircraft, if you want to compare it to a Harley. I mean, it was smooth as silk, and he always rode way too fast, always. And we went out through some curves there and went through them at about 100, 110, and leaning way over, and that's the closest I've been to riding one. I didn't drive it. I drove a Harley Sportster one time, and they're a lot of fun. I just wouldn't want one as far as riding cross-country. But they are beautiful and a classic. There's no question about it. But just, I don't want something that breaks. And you're right on the BMWs. My daughter has one, and it's an older one, and it's a convertible, and they put it in storage in the wintertime up in Michigan. But Hal went down to buy I think it was the negative lead of a battery cable. I'm not sure which one, but one of them. And I think they wanted $259 for that battery cable, and he went down to one of the auto parts place and bought it for a fraction of that, you know. It's just unbelievable. So it's kind of like owning a Mercedes. I couldn't afford to replace the key in one.
Well, I'll never forget the look on this teenager's face. He came in, he was a student, and he wanted an extra key for his car. And that's why I was working at the Mazda dealership. And I was standing there at the write-up desk. You know, I needed to ask the service writer something, and I had to wait my turn. And so he goes, I'd like to get a key made. And he said, well, that's going to be about $175. And he goes, well, what? He said, why is it so much? And they started going through all the, you know, stuff that they had to do, the program, the key to the car, you know, and of course they have to cut the key. That's not a big deal, but programming it to the car, and then it came with a key fob built in, so it was like an all-in-one thing. And he said, well, never mind. He just walked out the door. I was just laughing because I knew what was coming as soon as he said he wanted a key made. I knew what it took and what it was going to cost. So, oh, man. But anyway, well, I'm pulling in the garage here. I had to take my wife to Toyota dealership, pick up her car for service. So I'm going to jump off of here and but anyway, enjoy your lunch. Enjoy the QSO. N0TR, KP4, CBA. I'll clear out after your final.
Okay, Dave. Great to hear you. Yeah, our daughter about 2 years ago or three, two, I think, bought a Highlander Limited, and I've drove it, and they are fantastic. I believe it's almost as quiet as our Avalon Limited, and it's a big vehicle. A good, safe vehicle for your family. 73's name, KB4CBA, N0TR is going to lunch.